This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Senators will have more opportunities to offer their thoughts as we work toward an agreement, and every member will have the ability to engage in a robust debate out here on the Senate floor.
That was Mitch McConnell, and of course, as we know, what's happening with health care and the Republicans in the Senate on ice, so to speak, although still there's going to be a big push after the July 4th recess, no time to dance like they hoped they were going to be able to do. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and of course, this is where we start once again with what's in your wallet, how does your health care read, and how are you feeling about it? Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio from Talk Media News, joins us. Bob, were you surprised by what's unfolded now here with the Senate Republicans?
No, I wasn't, Kate, because, you know, as I talked to friends who said, oh, McConnell, he's always been the sly political fox. He miscalculated. I think he knows exactly what he's doing. I think he's doing exactly what he wants. And I say that, Kate, because what he's going to do, first of all, because the bill is technically an abomination. I mean,
right.
I don't know any other way to put it.
I like it, yeah.
Right, like Obama abomination.
Uh-huh.
So we're
I got
mixing
you.
Up politics here. But so people like Shelley Moore Capito, the Republican senator from West Virginia, Rob Portman, our senator from Ohio, said, hey, we're going to stop this bill. We're not going to vote for this bill. So then there comes the applause lines. People say, good, you know, stand up for everybody. Then in the next breath, they've got to remember voters are fluid. Then the same people are going to turn around and say, now, what are you going to do? So there's still going to be, you know, a lot of people relieved that a lot of the Republicans aren't going to vote for this. But then again, they're going to say, what are you going to do? So I think McConnell then comes back and says, all right, look, I gave you an option. You didn't like it. So what do you want to do? Do you want to do nothing? Do you want to do something? You're going to get pressure back home. And I believe McConnell is going to take his part he's going to seize to get into law, which are the tax cuts at the top of the food chain there. I think he'll try to do it in a conference committee and not worry about the details of the rest of the bill. Because if they get it to a conference committee, Kate, it comes out, it has an up or down vote on the floor of the House, up or down vote on the floor of the Senate, no amendments. So you then have to say, I vote against the entire bill, or I hold my nose and vote, you know, for the bill. I think for the Republicans, this could be an anchor. If they don't do something, they have to either proclaim it dead, don't do anything, or do something. It's just going to go on and on.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to go on and on. I mean, you can tell that. It's pretty clear. And I don't know that that's a surprise either, that it's going on and on, because you know this. You ran. How many times did you get elected, Bob?
Well, in 24 years, the House, the Senate, 12 or 13 times, but in D.C. from 1995 to 2006.
Yes, yeah, so you know that you have to worry about. You are protecting the interests, or you're representing your constituents, and I think phone lines I heard were ringing off the hook, and there's confusion.
Sure.
So that is also part of it for some of these Republicans who have some intrepidation about, like you said, the abomination of a bill. There's no way that they can get away with that.
Well, that's right, and I can, you know, recall much easier than how many years I actually served. I can recall in senior moment. In fact, I can recall the phone calls on major issues, and it's even more now because of the technology and, you know, Facebook, et cetera, and people are all engaged on this. But I just think that the Republicans do have an edge because the Democrats are a bit disorganized and are still having a little bit of an internal war. But if the Republicans let this just go on, it's going to be a problem. It would be nice if the Democratic side would come up with maybe something that would peel off some Republican votes. I doubt they'll do it because I think their leader, Schumer, would want to let the Republicans kind of flounder around.
Yeah.
But McConnell, I still argue to all my friends today, knows what he's doing. He doesn't care what it looks like.
Yeah. Yeah, well said. We'll see how it plays out, of course, as we always say on this show. Something you sent me today that I looked at and I was just horrified, but the American parents of a college student who disappeared in China in 2004 say they're convinced their son was kidnapped by the North Korean regime to teach English and is alive inside the Hermit Kingdom, which is crazy. David Sneddon, a 24-year-old student at BYU, last seen in 2004. I remember the story, hiking in China. So what else do we know about? That's big. That's a big story. How could you ever find him?
Well, it is, and I hadn't heard much on this until today, and I think as a result of Otto, you know, Warmbier from Ohio and the attention he got there. But they're thinking that he's been taken directly to possibly tutor Kim Jong-un, the dictator himself. All right, directly. What, wouldn't that be a chore?
Right, and, no kidding.
Right, and he is fluent in Korean. But they have had, according to the family, some contacts in Japan and South Korea that have said, yes, he's there. And now the Chinese government claims that, now this is what's really interesting. The Chinese government says that Sneddon, an experienced traveler who served as a missionary in South Korea, plunged to his death while backpacking through the Tiger Leap Gorge, and he drowned. But how did they know that, and where's his body? There's no body.
Yeah, there's no body, so, exactly.
I'm not sure about China's explanation. Right now they don't, you know, they can't control North Korea, like I think they want to, and I don't think China wants any more controversy.
Yeah. How about this? President Trump's travel ban takes effect tomorrow, or part of it anyway. What does that mean?
Well, you know, he has the same seven-some countries that President Obama established, so that was nothing new in itself. I think the statements that President Trump made on Twitter, which obviously President Obama didn't make the same statements, kind of inflamed the court process, I guess you could say, because they were quoting what the president said. But the bottom line is the Supreme Court kind of, you know, split the baby, I guess you could say, because they said, all right, you have the power with these seven countries, but you cannot exclude people from coming here who have a history. See, there's where I think the president messed up originally, Kate, because if they were going after green card holders, people that had, you know, Iranian Americans, for example, that had lived here, you know, for 25 years and were, you know, green card holders. And they were going after basically kind of everybody, students that already had visas approved. So the Supreme Court said, look, yes, we're going to uphold right now the seven countries. But if people have a connection, they have an approval, something of that nature, then we're not going to include them in that band. So they've done part of it. It's a kind of a win for the president, but I think it's went up the ladder because of, frankly, statements he probably made on Twitter that were close to doing this for sort of religious reasons, you know, banning, quote, Muslims.
Yeah, wild stuff, as always. Bob Ney, fun to have you on the show. Thank you.
You too, Kate. Thank you.
Yeah, the best. Bob's the best. And so, you know, you heard him talk about how many times he was elected. And again, what's going to happen from the Senate point of view with health care? Well, it's going to be a long month, at least. I think they're going to boot it really to the fall. We're pushing it to the other side. I'll meet you there with some odds and ends here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Homeland Security here on America Tonight, what they're talking about, they unveiled some new security measures for U.S.-bound foreign flights. And I'll tell you, it's interesting that we've been talking about this for a while, but now it's just going to become official. Some people are wondering, well, are we going to see this on some domestic flights? And the answer is it wasn't the domestic flights they were concerned about. It was the flights coming into the United States from other countries, frankly. So American Airlines is going to participate in this. They've got this technology now that is used for screening checked bags. But the cost and the larger size of the CT scanners has really been part of the problem that's held back the use for the carry-on bags, right? But they're going to start testing these CT scanners for carry-on luggage, they say, and that's been part of what you know, this has been part of what's been talked about. So here's what they had to say today on the Hill.
This announcement, we send a clear message that inaction is not an option. Those who choose not to cooperate or are slow to adopt these measures could be subject to other restrictions, including a ban on electronic devices on aircraft or even a suspension of their flights into the United States.
Yeah, so that was Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly who said that they want to take, you know, they want to take these measures because they want to be pretty cautious with these laptops. So this enhanced airline security plan is part of that, and they don't want to have to deal with the thought of what we've seen in other places, what could be used as a bomb. Let's be real about this. A European airline industry official said earlier in the month that the U.S. had suggested enhancements, including explosive trace detection screening, vetting of airport staff, and all these additional detection dogs, too, as well. But the imposed restrictions on laptops on flights originating at 10 airports in 8 countries, remember, included already Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Qatar, and Turkey. And because, of course, it's what I just mentioned, where could you conceal a bomb? And that would certainly be one of the ways you could do it. So John Kelly said that they want to move this forward and they want to, you know, do the things that you need to do to simply have a step-by-step security enhancement plan. Makes sense to me. I mean, the bottom line is they can dissect this however they want to. But if we're talking about some of the countries that they're talking about, frankly, coming into from to the United States, we know that there have been problems. And, of course, there have been alerts and scares and whatnot when it has to do with electronics. And this is just a smart move, in my opinion. It's infuriated some people. And it is an aggressive way to go after this. But I think it sums up. I mean, you know, say whatever you want about Kelly and Homeland Security. But to me, this makes complete sense to have that happen. I wanted to throw this in because I got a lot of email from many of you about the healthcare bill and what was going to happen with the healthcare bill and who were the Republicans. I keep mentioning the same ones who were on board in the first place. And there was a remark by John McCain, the longtime senator from Arizona, who said on Wednesday that constructing a new Republican health care bill by Friday would happen if pigs fly. I don't think we're going to see any flying pigs in Arizona or elsewhere. In fact, I don't think they could fly in Arizona. They'd melt. But you heard at the top Mitch McConnell at the top of this hour saying that they're going to work on a new bill basically to get support for legislation after the CBO dealt them that major blow when they said 22 million more Americans aren't going to be uninsured in 2016 by 2026 rather. So it would be disastrous. And like I mentioned in my conversation with Bob, a lot of people hitting up their, you know, their senators and complaining, confused as to what it means for them personally. Because remember, it's what it means to you personally. No matter how you say you care about your fellow man, you care about you, your family, your spouse, whoever's in your life. And what does it mean for their insurance? What does it mean for their health? What does it mean for their future visits to the doctor? What are they paying? What are the premiums? And these are the basic questions that never seem to get answered. We never seem to get the right kind of answers to this. And is it complicated, really? Is that the reason why we're seeing, you know, we're having these problems, or it's because we're not addressing the basics and the mechanics of this whole thing? And I think that's part of it. You know, who, what, where, when, and why is pretty simple. What are you doing to us? What's it going to cost? How does this look down the road in the future? And lay it out. Hey, as a kind of in-your-face move, and I just saw this interesting story in the USA Today, the Empire State Building, little trivia for you, it's where I got engaged, in New York City, because we have the other side coming up, in New York City is lit up in burgundy and white for Qatar Airways. And this is with this, you know, dispute that they're having right now with Qatar. And the top of the Empire State Building is in their colors to recognize its 10th anniversary of flying to the United States. So pretty ironic, isn't it? Because we've seen what I just talked about, some of the problems. And, of course, this dispute that's happening right now, there have been diplomatic ties that have been cut out and, of course, blocking air travel routes as well. So one place you can look for them is on top of the Empire State Building. Yeah. But not any place else. Here's what's interesting. Qatar's sovereign wealth fund in August purchased almost 10%, a 10% stake in, ready for this? Drum roll, please. The company that owns the Empire State Building for $622 million, which says when they want those colors on the building, I guess they get to have those colors on the building, right? Pretty interesting, huh? Of course it's interesting. Of course it is. I don't know about you, but you certainly have heard me. I said this was called Odds and Ends. And one of the things you've heard me talk about here on America Tonight is my lack of good coffee, that I'm truly in search of the Southwest for some decent coffee. Because, and maybe it's just because I am a Wawa snob. And for those of you who don't know Wawa, it is a convenience store in the South Jersey, South Philadelphia area that I grew up with. And they just have great coffee. Now, I will say McDonald's coffee is not bad. It's pretty good. And for what you pay for it, it's pretty cheap. So right now, though, McDonald's and Dunkin' brands both sell premium espresso-based coffees along with other coffee drinks, and they don't, you know, this is, of course, not what's happening with Starbucks, because they have their own world. They can sell out of $10 cups of whiskey barrel-aged coffee and all kinds of other things that they sell there. So it's different what's happening with Dunkin' Donuts and McDonald's, because they're having a little bit of a price thing going on. They're selling, you kind of hurts their ability to sell some of the upscale drinks, but they certainly are selling coffee for the cheapest rate that they can, and they're going after the big piece of that business, a big piece of business that used to be included places like Tim Hortons. So pretty interesting. I think McDonald's may edge out Dunkin' Donuts, even depending on the location. All right, stay with us. The Other Side coming up next here on America Tonight.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other.
Welcome to another edition of The Other Side. It's when my husband Paul joins me for a segment on this radio show. As we kick it around back and forth. He was under the weather yesterday, so he's here with us hump day into Thursday. Paul, something you said to me that I thought was so interesting. We were at dinner and you said, did you hear the story about the woman who threw the coins into the engine and it delayed the flight? What happened? What was that story about?
Yeah, some woman in China threw some coins into the jet engine of the aircraft she was boarding for good luck and nuked an engine.
Good luck. Let me throw some coins in that engine and see what happens. Oh my gosh. You know, a lot of the Chinese people are superstitious, but those lucky coins were pretty brutal. That happened in Beijing. I guess they're notorious. China's notorious for flight delays. An 80-year-old woman is the one who did it, and she threw coins at the plane, like you said, and thought that was a lucky thing to do. So, of course, ruined the engine. So they took her away because the passengers, ratted her out. So she threw coins at the engine and then had to explain herself. The flight was supposed to depart at 12:40, and it was 150 people that were on the flight, and it eventually took off at 6:16. So that's quite a delay. And the airline is one that serves like 66 million passengers and is often at the bottom of on-time performance rankings, so they weren't thrilled about that. All right, so rest assured, if you and I fly, I'm not really superstitious about the whole flying thing. I'm not. And you used to be a pilot, an amateur pilot anyway, and I don't think you're superstitious, are you?
No.
And we have a nephew that goes to school at Oklahoma City, and he's going to be a pilot. He's flying all over the place already, and he's doing well.
Stillwater.
Yeah, isn't that Oklahoma State?
Oklahoma State. You said Oklahoma City.
Oh, Oklahoma State.
Those are two arch rival colleges.
Did you brush your teeth today? Ugh.
Yeah, did you?
I did. We need stronger toothpaste, I think. Do we even pay attention? Do we just get, I know how you are, do you just get the cheapest toothpaste there is?
You need to buy toothpaste.
That was your job. All right. How about the story about Serena Williams and John McEnroe, and John McEnroe saying that if she were on the men's circuit, she would be ranked 700th, and she'd be 700. And he said, I'm not going to apologize for that, that she's a great player. She's one of the best athletes out there, the best female players out there. But she would never beat a man like at a high, high level. I think it was just a stupid comment. What do you think?
Well, I want to know if he was prompted to make that comment, or he made it out of the blue.
No, he didn't make it out of the blue. Well, he has books to sell because he's redoing his book, so that's one thing.
Did someone pose the question to him?
No, they just said, Serena's a great player, this person's a great player. So people are debating this now, and McEnroe says he's frustrated that people keep talking about his Serena remarks. It's like, this man versus woman obsession has been around for a long time, right? He is peddling his new book. But seriously, it's just the new release of it. And he did say that she would be a journeyman number 700 in the ATP world rankings. And, now he's saying he's trying to say that he felt he was pushed for a reaction, and he's been fielding constant questions about his remarks. He said he's surprised the firestorm that he's created. And, this is just typical McEnroe, I think. That's what I think. She's an incredible player. I don't think she'd be ranked 700.
Smells like somebody wants to sell a book to me.
Well, here's what she said. I love that she tweeted this out. So Serena Williams tweeted out, Dear John, I adore and respect you, but please keep me out of your statements that are not factually based. She's incredible. She's an incredible player. I do believe she would be ranked higher than 700. But what's the benchmark? How do you measure that? I mean, it's an impossible thing to measure, really. You can't really measure that. I mean, are men stronger than women in many cases and in many sports? Yes. But in tennis, you could be clever. You could have great shot-making abilities. I don't know.
Not unless she's going to play the men, so.
Right. There's no way to judge that. I mean, it's just crazy. Crazy stupid is what I say. So we move from the Serena comments to this, to Hollywood, of course, because that's a natural transition. And it's interesting. I was reading this story about Pierce Brosnan, who I got to give him credit. I like that show that he was on. What was the show that he was on TV? I want to say in the late 80s. Do you remember Remington Steele? Did you watch that show, Remington? You would have been a kid, too.
Oh, yeah, that chick was hot.
Stephanie. Oh, I can't remember her name now. But I know who you're talking about, that he was on that show with. But Pierce Brosnan as 007 was awesome, too. He's an Irish actor. He's now 64 years old. But I'm sorry, the Mamma Mia deal where now he's going to sing in Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. They're going to, I don't know, they're going to put him in that. They're looking for a summer release date. They're doing another one of those. I don't know. He can't be that desperate for money. I thought that was that's a lame way to use Pierce Brosnan.
Ooh, yeah, he was pretty brutal the first time around.
The first time was ridiculous. Why? I don't get it. Why bother?
Because he's 64 and he's rich. He doesn't care.
So it doesn't matter. I'm 64, I'm rich, and forget it. I just want to make some more money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think, and probably at the craft services table, I've been an extra in a couple of things, and of course, when you're an extra, it's all about the food and getting as much food as you can, because that's basically what you get. So how about this? Here's the thing. I got to tell everyone, when Paul comes into the studio and he does the other with me, he's so distracted. He's like a child. He touches everything in the studio. Nathan will kill you if you move any microphones or cords, because he's ready to kill me. So he's ready to kill me. So don't touch anything that will destroy the
show.
I'm
playing with your junk gadget box over here.
Ridiculous.
All your paper clips and all your miscellaneous
put it down. Oh, it's annoying.
Micro USBs and everything else.
And you don't even know what they are, and I need them, so put it away.
You need almost nothing in this. It's junk.
Yeah.
You need to throw it away.
All right, so how about this? This is from a man, people listening, who is the biggest stacker in the world. Pile? How high can I pile these piles?
Tell me about your golfing experience with the Canadians, eh?
I was going to ask you instead about Starbucks. Do you think Starbucks is overpriced?
Never go there, but I've heard it is.
I never go there. So obviously you think it's overpriced. I don't get it, but I get that Howard Schultz starts a movement and he's smart as all get out because it's about marketing. And of course people, they go to Starbucks because they put the Starbucks across from each other, across corners, and people want their products.
Lemmings.
Yeah, lemmings.
Raw lemmings.
Yeah, but we live in a capitalist society, and you and I believe in capitalism, so good for him. He grew up in, like, a tenement with, like, shoes that didn't match.
No, the story's awesome. I dig it.
Right, and so he tapped into something that people are willing to pay for. Somebody said to me one time, I asked somebody what something was worth, and they said, it's what anyone wants to pay for it. And I thought that was a really good observation. Yeah, what's it worth? It's whatever. It's like art. You see these crazy prices that sometimes go at auctions for pieces of artwork, and some of them are fabulous and old and, you know, the masters of the art world. But sometimes, I'm sorry, they look like you could have found them in a garage somewhere, smashed in the back, and people pay crazy prices. But like an art dealer said to me, the same thing. It's worth what someone will pay for it.
That's what I want to do, is find one of those $10 pieces of art in a garage sale like that trucker lady did that time, and the guy offered her $1 million for it.
Well, first you have to go to garage sales when you're on your way to buy new toothpaste.
Okay.
Stop in on a few of them. It's like the guy who said to me, I hope I win the lottery. Really? But I never buy any tickets. Well, I don't think you're going to win the lottery. I feel pretty confident in that. But if you're not going to them, that's not going to happen. Correct? I don't know. I'm just saying. The Canadians, here's what happened with the Canadians, because your reference, I want to make sure we give the payoff. I played in a tournament, and I mentioned this the other day. I played in a country club tournament with my friend Christine Cashin, and the two people we played with, the other team, their last names were Duty and Dix, and they were both Canadian. And one woman was all about rules, crazy rules. And I really learned, I play in the gray space. It makes sense. I mean, on this show, I say, I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, no labels, have labels, whatever. Have labels, will travel. Some people are sticklers for whatever it is that they read in whatever book. And it was really crazy. I've played with some really great players in tournaments, and they marked the ball, like put the ball marker right behind the ball. They made us measure with our putters, and craziness.
I'm sorry about that.
I know. Well, no, and that was a sweet lady. I think her friend was just very rules-oriented. All right, say goodbye, Paul.
Goodbye, Paul.
We'll talk to you next week.
Goodbye,
on
y'all.
The other. Stay with us.
Girl in my town, a big, bad girl with pretty Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Tonight, we started off talking about healthcare and, of course, went into a couple of other things. It's not three coins in an engine for good luck, as one woman in China found out and delayed a plane for way too long by saying it was lucky to throw the coins in the engine. And then a few other musings along the way in the other. So now we're heading toward the finish line, and we have a couple of other things that we're going to pop on here. But first, let's go to Jack Alexander in Australia. Hello, Jack.
How are you, Kate? I have two words for you.
Let's hear them.
Visa approved.
Wow, visa approved. I can't believe it. All this time, how long has this been? A long, long time.
This has been an almost 20-year
battle. That's crazy.
It's still
crazy.
Not over, but I'm now in a position where I can book a ticket.
Wow.
But, I mean, I was shocked when I was at the consulate today. Not one picture of President Trump on
any
walls.
Yeah, nothing.
Not one.
Wow.
Yeah, the last time I was in the consulate, I mean, you could have wallpapered the entire building in Obama's
wow.
picture.
Wow.
You know, not even one of those cheesy promotional glamour shots that the you know the media likes to pose up. You know, none of that. I mean, the only pictures on the wall was a watercolor of George Washington.
Wow. Wow. Wonder what the difference
is. You see the head of state.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. But yes, I'm now shopping for plane tickets.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations. That's what an odyssey for everybody listening who may, because we have a lot of people that listen in other places, and if you're in that same line, I mean, you just had so many delays and so much that happened.
Yeah. It's absolutely crazy. I was thinking, you know, if this fails, the only option left would be to maybe change my name to Juan Ramirez Mohammed Mustafa Alejandro, go to Tijuana, present myself at the California border crossing, and claiming to be a transgendered, gay, Muslim, Mexican. That was about the only option that was left.
Yeah. Crazy. Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy for you. Your family must be ecstatic.
It hasn't quite sank in yet.
Yeah.
But, I mean, until, even now, I'm sort of, you know, reluctant, you know, until I'm wheels up, or more to the point, I can still say no when I get to whatever port of entry. I'm trying to decide between LAX and DFW as a port of entry on what's going to be more economical.
Right.
But, you know, until I pass the Border Patrol, because they can still say no. So, you know, when I get there, so, you know, until I'm through there, I'm sort of not celebrating too much.
Right. I gotcha. Yeah, you want to, first you want to see what happens, but this is a big step, so that's terrific.
Yeah. Now, would
Yay.
You like me to bring anything, when I come, apart from my good self, at the warehouse I'm working at the moment, toothpaste is on sale, or maybe an Australian flag fidget spinner for your husband.
Nice, I love it. Our didgeridoo.
They're expensive, and most. I was walking past a whole heap of the souvenir shops after I finished while I was waiting for the train to go back to where I parked my car. I wasn't going to set the car into the city. Too much of a nightmare. And, you know, I had a look in the souvenir shop. They're all selling Australian flags and didgeridoos and boomerangs, and they're all made in China.
Ah! Oh, that's depressing, isn't it? Everything's made in China.
Yeah.
It's like that. We used to do that, flip it over and see where it's made, yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So, I can bring you some toothpaste because the drugstore...
Because that'll be from Australia, so that's perfect.
It's on special this month. So.
Perfect. I love it. It's on special. Oh, you crack me up. Well, congratulations. I think it's awesome, Jack. Oh, what an odyssey.
Oh, yep. And we are going to get...
Right, you're trying to figure out which one's the more economical place to come in and keep us abreast of what's happening there.
We are
I think
going
to
be setting up. Yeah, we are going to be moving to somewhere in Texas. We were looking at Palestine. We've also found another property out Wichita Falls way.
Wichita Falls is nice, nice.
And I might have a radio job out that way too, which would be good too.
Yay! Yay! So that's good news.
I can get back on the airwaves as well and give an Australian perspective on conservative politics in the United States.
I love it. I love it, Jack. Congratulations. That's really good news. And it, for those of you listening, you remember Jack would be telling us. We would talk about what it was like waiting in line and talking to lawyers and trying to make a move with his family, and it was just an impossible situation. He didn't give up, but you can tell he's excited, and he's right. He's being very optimistic and cautious about it and hoping that everything just flows out, which once you get the visa, that certainly is that step that you need to happen. Otherwise, you're really stuck. You're not going anywhere fast, and he's got that. So that's a pretty darn big deal when you've waited that long to make that happen. And I've talked to certainly a lot of immigration lawyers. I've talked to people that keep applying and trying to figure out ways to get to the United States. And now with everything that's happened in the world, where we've seen some really crazy, nutty things. Of course, it's much more difficult than it used to be, I'm going to say. And thus the comment that he made about what did he have to do to get into the United States, you know. Definitely. Hey, speaking of much more difficult, CNN. Remember when CNN used to be the leader? CNN is crashing and burning with its latest ratings, just getting slaughtered. And is it perception? People don't care. There's other things to watch. Is Fox grabbing up more of that market share? You know, is it a combination? And maybe it is a combination. But I was looking at ratings, and they are getting, like I said, trounced by some of the other networks out there. And of course, that's the whole thing. You start to look at who's on what station and who's on, I was comparing some of the ratings to Fox is always going to be your high water mark. And you compare the ratings of like Wolf Blitzer, who would be at, I'll just call them the round numbers, 279 in the demographic of 25 to 54. So on CNN, that's what he would be pulling down. And Bret Baier, you know, 400 plus. So there's a big, big jump between those two, which means head-to-head, they're watching Baier more than they are Blitzer. That's for certain. And you can see that with other shows as well when you compare CNN and Fox and then throw in MSNBC and headline news. And you, like, here's a great example. At 8 o'clock, Ashley Banfield, who we've had on this show before a long, long time ago, she used to actually be a reporter out of Dallas, and I think she does good work, but she's on headline news where you're just so buried. She gets a 94 to Carlson, who is getting 555. Wow. Total viewers, there's a big difference. Crazy. Hey, thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.